Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph and Judas and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and among his own kin and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. On an early summer morning, a local businessman is taking the bus to work. He gets on and takes his seat away from everyone else. He needs time to think and prepare for the day, and he doesn't want to be distracted by what's going on around him. A couple minutes later, the bus stops and lets more people on. A few minutes after that, the bus stops again and more people get on. The man looks up and notices that two of the people are heading towards where he's sitting. "I hope they don't decide to sit next to me," the man thinks to himself. Before he is able to say anything, the two people sit right next to the man. "How bad could this be?" the man reassures himself. The bus moves again, and the man begins to relax and return to preparing for the day. Unfortunately, the peace and calm don't last for long. The two people begin to argue, and it is apparent to the man that there is division among them. "We are getting the biggest and the best fireworks for the 4th of July," one of them, who happens to be the husband, shouts to the wife. The wife, who is not okay with this, exclaims, "No, we are getting fireworks that are cheap and small and safe." They continue to go back and forth like this for minutes, and the man is beginning to get agitated. "All I wanted was a quiet and peaceful bus ride to work, and now I have to put up with these people arguing," he thinks to himself. As the couple continues to argue, the division grows between them. As the couple continues to argue, they are losing their sense of unity. As the couple continues to argue, they fail to see the value of what the other side is saying. At first, the man doesn't care who is right and who is wrong. All he wants is for the couple to stop arguing so that he can experience peace and quiet for the rest of the ride. It's not that he doesn't have an opinion on the matter, because he does. It's just that he really doesn't care about the division and arguing that is taking place. He doesn't care because he is so focused on himself and what he wants. He doesn't care because all he can think about is returning to that state of peace and quiet. He doesn't care because soon the bus ride is over, and he doesn't have to encounter these people ever again. Over time, however, the man's mentality begins to change. He begins to feel sorry for this couple who is arguing over fireworks the whole bus ride. "If only there is something, some way that I can help them," he begins to think to himself. Just then, he begins to recall how God calls Ezekiel to be a prophet. He thinks about how Ezekiel is sent to bring God's message and blessing to the rebellious Israelites. He thinks about how Ezekiel brings God's love and mercy to God's people. He thinks about how Ezekiel brings God's unity in the midst of division. He recalls that because of his baptism, he is sent by God to be a prophet himself. But he has no idea how he can be a prophet in this situation. Just a few moments ago, he was perfectly content with ignoring this couple. But now he feels called to be a prophet among them. What kind of prophet am I being invited to be? The man asks himself. As he's in the midst of thinking about this, the man notices something different about the couple. He realizes that they have stopped arguing, not because they're in agreement, but because their division leads them to stop talking to one another. The man is saddened by this, and he begins to reflect upon the division before him. The division is too much for the couple. The division prevents them from coming to a consensus. The division hardens their hearts to one another. Instead of seeking unity, they allow the division to get in the way. As the man reflects upon this, he begins to discover the kind of prophet God is inviting him to be. That's it. I'm called to be a prophet of unity, the man excitedly thinks to himself. As Ezekiel is sent out by God to bring about a certain message, the man is sent out by God to bring about the message of unity. Not sure how to go about it, the man leans over to the couple who is still not speaking to one another. "I'm sorry, I couldn't help but overhear the argument you all are having," the man says to the couple. The couple, a little embarrassed, says to the man, "That's okay, we just can't seem to come to an agreement on which fireworks to get." After a few moments of silence, the husband asks the man, "Which of us do you think is right? Me, who wants to go all out, or my wife, who wants to keep things simple?" The man, stunned by this question, knows that this is his time to be a prophet of unity. He can continue the division that exists by siding with the husband or with the wife. He can continue the division that exists by sharing his own opinions on the matter. He can continue the division that exists by looking down upon the person he disagrees with. Instead, he turns to the couple and proclaims unity to them. He helps them to see how their division leads them farther from one another. Rather than choose one side or the other, he helps them to discuss the positives and negatives of both sides of the argument. The unity he proclaims to them allows their eyes to be open. The unity he proclaims to them allows them to rekindle the love they have for one another. The unity he proclaims to them allows them to realize that love is greater than division. The man is grateful that he is able to be a prophet of unity to the couple. As they prepare to get off the bus, he invites them to proclaim unity in the midst of division. because in doing this, they become prophets of unity among a divided world, searching for the peace and harmony that only God can provide.